So just some in preparation for Rosh Hashanah, just wanted to try to convey some ideas that I think are helpful in terms of preparing and trying to think about the day and how to try to prepare ourselves better for the day. Start with the following ha'ara, realization, the fact that, you know, Hashem sets aside this time for din. Rosh Hashanah is a time of din. We all pass in front of Hashem in single file, and Hashem is assessing our mitzvahs, our averos, where we're holding. And when you think about it, the whole institution of a day of din, you know, vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a very hard thing to understand. If you would ask Hashem, you know, today or in the summer or in the winter, how Hirschman is doing, he knows how Hirschman is doing. He doesn't need a day of din. He doesn't need a day to, so to speak, our averos, our mitzvahs, to figure out where we're holding. He's always cognizant of where every single person is holding. There's no need for a day of din. It's pasha that the whole concept of a day of din and having a day where Hashem, so to speak, is weighing things in a more formal way, whatever exactly that means, but that whole concept is certainly there for us, not for him. That is to say that Hashem understood that if we would have a situation whereby, you know, we just go through our lives and there's never a time for din. Everything is always the same. All periods of the year are exactly the same. So it's true that Hashem would always be aware of exactly where we're holding at any given point in time. And nothing would change as far as he's concerned. But it would be bad for us because the push to make a change or to do better, to try to change ourselves, would be greatly reduced. We just go through our day-to-day life. Every day is exactly the same. We might be aware in some way that Hashem knows where we're holding and knows what we're doing and knows what when we're doing mitzvahs, when we're doing averos. But in terms of there being a time of year to concentrate on improving ourselves, there would be no such thing. Everything is exactly the same. The years just pass. So the institution of Rosh Hashanah and having a day of din, again, I'm not trying to say it's not a spirituality. Of course it is. I'm just saying the need for that spiritual reality is only for us. Hashem doesn't need that. So if anything, the whole concept of the Yom HaDin, the fact that Hashem instituted it in the first place, should help us realize, nice to see you, Yaakov, should help us realize that Hashem wants us to succeed. Hashem wants us to do well. Hashem wants us to change. The whole institution of Rosh Hashanah only makes sense in that light. Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's absolutely no need for it. I wanted to try to show, first of all, the entire institution of the Chag, the fact that Hashem decided there should be such a thing as Rosh Hashanah, as a Yom HaDin for people, is clearly there to facilitate our own growth. And I think there's two other aspects of the Chag that also show that Hashem's only interest in setting up Rosh Hashanah was to facilitate growth on our parts and make sure that we make better decisions and try to move forward over the course of our lives. And the Mishnah says, so those other two points are the following. Number one, the Mishnah says at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, right, the world is judged at four different points in time. At the Pesach al Hatua, Pesach, we get judged for grain. Shavuos, we get judged about the fruits. Rosh Hashanah, people get judged. And on Sukkot, we get judged for water. So the Ran over there at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the Ran points out, listen, I understand why we're judged for Tefuah on Pesach. That's the time when Tefuah becomes ripe, when the grain starts to become ripe. Same thing with the fruits on Shavuos. And the rainy season starts on Sukkot. It makes sense that we get judged at those three junctures for those three inyanim. But why do people get judged on Rosh Hashanah, the Ran asks? Why is that true? So the Ran quotes a psikta type of a medrash that says that, you know, the Briyas HaOlam commenced on Chaf Hei Elul, and Adam HaRishon was created on Friday, Aleph Tishrei. Now, if I was the Ran and I was explaining why we get judged on Aleph Tishrei, I would think that's adequate. That was the day that people were created. Makes a lot of sense. That's the day when humanity started. That seems like a very rational time for there to be judgment for people. But the Ran goes a step further. The Ran quotes this medrash, and the Ran says like this. He says, on that day, Aleph Tishrei, man was created, and the 10th hour of that day, Adam HaRishon did the Chet, the Eitz Hadas. The 11th hour, he was judged. And the 12th hour, Yotza Bedimus, which means he was Yotze from his judgment in a merciful way. That is to say, he wasn't, okay, there was a punishment. Okay, now the mission was gonna be nifter, but he was yotzei berachamim. There was a din, but the din was administered with a tremendous amount of rachamim. And the medrash finishes off as follows: Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem says to Adam HaRishon, "Zeh simon lebanecha, kesheim she'amanat lefanai b'din miyom zeh Yetzata Bedimus, just like you stood in front of me and did on this day, Aleph Tishrei, the first Aleph Tishrei, there were people in the world. Yetzata Bedimus, and you came out with forgiveness, with mercy. Kach atidim banecha, yos omdim lefanai bedin biyom zeh. Right, your children will ultimately stand in front of me bedin on this day. Yotze bedimus, they also will be yotze bedimus. In other words, it's not just the pshat; it's a paralytic thing. It's not just the pshat that man was created in Aleph Tishrei, so that's when humanity started. So that's when there should be din. It was the fact that there was the first chait happened on that day, and he was yotze bedimus in his din. And Hashem wanted to set up a day of din going forward. It's like it's a skula, it's mesugal on this day that people are yotze bedimus from din. So certainly the point of din certainly is not to punish people or to have people get into trouble or get punished. That's obviously not the goal, right? The goal is to be Yotzei Bedimus. That's why Aleph B'Tishrei was chosen for the Yom HaDin. So again, so the fact that there is Rosh Hashanah exists in the first place is clearly for us. The choice of the date, it's Mefurish and the Medrash, is it supposed to be a day that's Mesugal for being Yotzei Bedimus, right? For having a day of Rachamim, Rachmanus, and so the din should just propel us forward in our growth, not that anybody should be punished in some way. And the third thing is the following. There's a medrash that says, the medrash is going on Perek Mem Zayin in Tehillim. Perek Mem Zayin in Tehillim is the perek that we say over and over again before we blow the shofar. Right? And we say that perek seven times before we blow the shofar. One of the psukim in the perek says, Ola Elokim Betrua Hashem Bekol Shofar. And the Medrash in Bayikra Rabbah says the following thing. Yehuda bar Rabbi Nachman Pasach. Right? He quotes this pasuk. Ola Elokim b'trua Hashem b'kol shofar. B'sha shakadosh baruch hu yoshe v'ole al kisei din. When Hashem is ole onto the kisei, the judge, the kisei, the throne of judgment, b'din hu ole, right? He gets onto that throne with the intention of doing din. U'b'sha sheYisrael notan et shofreyen. When Klal Yisrael takes their shofar, the token, and they blow the shofar in front of Hashem, all made mikisei ha-din. Hashem gets off of the kisei of din, the yoshe b'kisei ha-rachamim, and he goes and sits on the kisei of rachamim. Dichtiv Hashem b'kol shofar. In other words, Allah Elokim b'trua, right? Elokim is lashon of midas ha-din. Elokim is a midas ha-din always. Yud kei vav kei is midas ha-rachamim. So the Medrash says that and we say this over and over again before we blow the shofar is a spula to convert the Midas HaDin into the Midas HaRachamim. That's the whole point. Well, one of the points of the shofar is to convert the Midas HaDin into Midas HaRachamim. The Medrash finishes off, U'mismalei aleihem rachamim. Hashem is filled with mercy for us. U'mirachem aleihem. He has mercy on us. V'hofeich aleihem Midas HaDin l'rachamim. Hashem changes the Midas HaDin into a Midas HaRachamim. So Hashem gave us a mitzvah that has the capacity to change the Midas HaDin into Midas HaRachamim. So again, you know, the fact that there is such a thing as Rosh Hashanah, the date that Hashem chose for it, and the mitzvah sayom, are all indicative of the fact that the goal is for us to take this time and use it to become bigger people. Right? You know, just unfortunate the way that we think, the way that people operate, if not for a Yom HaDin, or the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mason are psuchim lefanav, and these huge decisions are being made, we wouldn't do anything. It's just not the way we operate. Over the course of the year, right, even though tshuva works all year, okay, it works better during the tekufa that we're in now, but tshuva works all year long. How often do people think about these things over the course of the year? It's just human nature. Of course, if we work on ourselves more, we would think about these things more, and ideally we should, right? But even people who during the year are sort of sleeping and not really paying attention and not thinking about how to improve themselves, all of a sudden, Elul and the Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Mason, these huge decisions being made, that facilitates our taking this growth process in which we're engaged all the time, or certainly cognizant of all the time, a lot more seriously, and try to figure out how we're going to improve ourselves, how we're going to do better. That's the goal. That's why Hashem set up the entire Yontif. Now, in terms of figuring out how do we do that, how do we achieve that, how do we get to a place where we're going to be able to take it, let it be that that's why Hashem set up the Yontif. But it's also true that these very weighty things are being decided. How do we take advantage? You know, what do we do? What should our frame of mind be in order to facilitate the growth and the advancement that Rosh Hashanah is meant to engender? What do we do? So the Chazal, when you look at the tefillos, on Rosh Hashanah, right? So on the one hand, we know that all these huge decisions are being made about our lives, our finances, our food, our children, everything's being decided. And basically, all we do all day in shul for 2 days is talk about Hashem being the king. right? There's very little to almost no mention. A little bit there is, but very little mention of the fact that these huge things are being decided, and we ask for them in the Nusaf the Chazal and the Sakein, barely talk about it. Yeah, you're allowed to make your own personal bakashas, but why wouldn't Chazal have instituted in the Tefillah Sayom, why wouldn't have they built into the Tefillah these basic requests that we know are being decided today? All year long, we talk about Parnasa, Das, Health, Rafa'enu, all these things we speak about all year long, when they're being decided certainly less than on Rosh Hashanah, whatever exactly the relationship is between Rosh Hashanah and the rest of the year, certainly Rosh Hashanah is a much more important day for all of those things, and we don't talk about them bechlal. They're not there. They're not in the tefillah. So I heard a mashal years ago, it was in a sefer actually, Rabbi Matisyo Solomon, who's the mashkiach in Lakewood, he gave the following mashal. Give a mashal of a king who is doling out or deciding what building materials people get. In his kingdom, the only way to get building materials is to come to him and, I mean, to his servants, whatever, his workers, and pay for building materials. Whatever you want to build, you come, give him a list, and you get your stuff. And you can imagine there's a very long line. All the people in the kingdom, anybody who wants to do improvements on their house or build a new house, whatever, you have to come to the king and give him an itemized list, and they'll get it together for you, and you pay, and they put it in your car, whatever. All these people are waiting online, very long line, and all of a sudden, some guy just comes to the front of the line, you know, and gets a ton of stuff. They organize it all for him, doesn't pay a thing, and just walks away with all of his, drives away, whatever, with all of his, you know, tremendous amount of materials. And it's like a whole clamor of, you know, people trying to figure out, who is this guy? Who does he think he is? Cuts to the front of the line, didn't even have to pay. What's going on? Until someone makes clear that this guy was actually just commissioned by the king to build him a new palace. And so he can always come to the front line, never has to wait, and gets whatever he wants and doesn't have to pay because he's using everything to build a new palace for the king. So what Chazal did is they said, listen, the best way to ensure that you're going to have a good year and get what you need is to make clear to yourself and to Hashem that your life is about the Malchus of Hashem. What are you doing this year? Why do you want the money? Why do you want the health? Why do you want everything to be smooth in your life, so you can sort of take it easy, go on vacation. Like, if that's why you want it, so why would Hashem give that to you? You're in no way forwarding the objectives of Bias HaOlam. If it's true that you're a Malchus person, you're a Malchus Hashem person, your life is about Hashem's Malchus, right? Spend 2 days in shul talking about that. Hopefully it goes in to a certain extent. So then over the course of the year, when you come and make your requests, Hashem is much more likely to give them to you. But, all right, that's so-and-so. You know, he convinced me on Rosh Hashanah. It's clear that on Rosh Hashanah, he devoted his life this year, Tav Shin Pei Gimel, it's about Malchus Hashem. Everything he's doing, he's trying to bring Malchus Hashem into the world in a grander way. So I'm much more likely to provide him his food, his money, his health, because, hooray, if he doesn't have that, he won't be able to advance those objectives. If your life is about taking it easy and figuring out what vacations to go on, so like why should Hashem grant you all of those things? But if it's true that your life is about Avodas Hashem and Malchus Hashem, so then yeah, you're building Hashem's palace, you're advancing His Malchus in the world. It makes much more sense for Hashem to try to give you all those things. So Chazal decided the best thing to do on Rosh Hashanah is just speak about Malchus Hashem all day long, and then over the course of the year, when you make your requests, oh yeah, that harkens back to this person who, the first 2 days of this year, all he did was stand in shul and connect to my Malchus. Oh, he wants to be healthy, he wants to have money, he wants to have das, right? All those things that he's looking for are all in the interests of my Malchus. Okay, let's give him everything for free. You should give him everything, let him cut to the front of the line, because life is about Malchus. So in terms of like figuring out in a more general sense, how am I supposed to take advantage of Rosh Hashanah? How is it true? How is it true that the day is supposed to forward my growth and my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's by connecting to these ideas. That's why over and over and over again, that's what we're doing. Right, thinking about also, you know, relating to the shofar blowing, has a lot of different meanings and symbols, but thinking about it as the coronation of the king, also connecting to that idea that we're being mamlech Hashem, and that the fact that we're being mamlech Hashem right now with the shofar, right, perhaps that's what takes the midas hadin and turns it into the midas harachamim. The fact that I am being, you have to think about these things for it to work, right? I'm being mamlech Hashem now. That's what I'm doing. You think about that when the shofar is being blown, that you're coronating Hashem and you want him to be the king of the world for another year, and you see your job in this world as facilitating that for you, for other people, everybody you come in contact with, the way you're going to live your life, the way you're going to interact with other people is going to be a symbol of Malchus Hashem in the world. So yeah, the Midas Hadin is converted into a Midas Haracham. It makes a lot of sense because already your goals and your objectives are aligned with those objectives of Hashem Himself. The famous question they ask, maybe you guys have heard this question, famous question they ask, why Rosh Hashanah comes before Yom Kippur? Right? If anything, you would think it's going to be a din. First, we should have Yom Kippur. We should be able to wipe away a lot of our averos. Like, it's funny to have Rosh Hashanah first, weigh everything, and then only after have Yom Kippur, which is this skula day full of skula of rachamim, to try to wipe away averos. Why wouldn't that come before Rosh Hashanah? So the answer that I think most of the Balei Musar give to that question is that Yom Kippur wouldn't work without Rosh Hashanah first. You need Rosh Hashanah first. You need to get your goals clear before you go into Yom Kippur. Yeah, if Yom Kippur were to come first, you wouldn't have the ability to connect at the on the same level. Right? We say, L'davin Hashem Ori V'Yishi, the measure says, Ori, right, my light is Rosh Hashanah, and Yishi, right, my Yeshua, my salvation, that's Yom Kippur. Right? Yom Kippur is the Yeshua because it gives you the ability to wipe away all your Averos and to stay away from all the Chataim and to wipe away all the things that Chas V'Shalom would get punished for. That's a Yeshua. But first, you have to have the light to be able to see the need for that Yeshua. How am I going to attain that Yeshua? Right? Rosh Hashanah provides the light and lights things up. Oh my gosh, my life is about Malchus Hashem. I'm supposed to be connecting to that. I got so messed up over the course of last year. I lost my way. I was focusing on so many other things and failing to focus properly on the things that my life is meant to be about. Gosh, I lost myself, right? You have this light bulb that goes on Rosh Hashanah, and now you have another 8 days to get your act together, right? But without the Ori coming first, the Yishi, right, Yom Kippur wouldn't be close to as effective. That's the reason why Rosh Hashanah has to come first. That's the idea. So this concept of trying to relate to the Malchus of Hashem and thinking about how we in our own lives can bring more Malchus Hashem in the world, that's what we're supposed to be doing on Rosh Hashanah. Right? The detailed avoda of how I'm going to do that, right? Now what do I do? The Aseres Yemei Teshuva, Yom Kippur is coming. How do I do that? What do I need to do better? How am I going to change this year? The details, if you will, that's after Rosh Hashanah. Right? You can think about it now too, it's okay. But on Rosh Hashanah itself, it's much more of a focus on the big picture about the Malchus of Hashem. And then I need to figure out how am I in my day-to-day life with my interactions, with the things that I'm busy with, how am I going to facilitate and bring into the world more recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How am I going to do that? What can I do differently in my day-to-day life? That's something that we think about after Rosh Hashanah. After Rosh Hashanah. The Aros Dvash, I was saying before, this idea that the shofar has the capacity to change the Midas Hadin into the Midas Harachamim. So one way to think about, again, all these things, you have to try to think about why that's true. What's Taka the Pshat? How does the shofar do that? So it's one thing to step back and say, wow, it's amazing that Hashem gave us a mitzvah that has the capability to do that, which shows that Hashem wants us to succeed in din. That's certainly on one level, that's certainly true. But it behooves us also to try to understand why. How does the shofar do that? So one thing I was saying before, I think, is that the shofar is coronating Hashem, right? And making us more connected to the idea that Hashem is the king. That itself is a merit to change the Midas Adin into the Midas Arachadin. But the Yaros Dvash says that the din is taking place at the time of the shofar blowing. That's when the din happens. And some of the Balei Musar explain that the reason why we have the ability to, the reason why it's true that blowing the shofar converts the Midas Adin into the Midas Harachamim is because we are, in a certain sense, we are inviting the din. It's true, Hashem told us to blow the shofar. But when we go and blow the shofar, we're inviting the din. We know the din is the best thing for us. That's a tremendous chus. It's a tremendous chus to be a kind of a person who realizes, is mature enough to realize, din is the best thing for me. I don't want a life without accountability. I don't want a life without responsibility. Right? A life devoid of accountability and responsibility is not a life that's worth living, because that means I'm just going about my day-to-day business, trying to enjoy this, experience that. I'm not going to get anywhere. Without accountability, without responsibility, there's no meaning to life. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to become a bigger person. So the fact that you're inviting the din, you're bringing the din, we're going to blow the shofar now, Hashem, we want the din. We know that the din is the best thing for us. That itself is a schus to convert din into racham. Look, these are the kinds of people that I have down there, right, who want din. They realize that accountability is a good thing for them. They don't want a life of hefkeris. They don't want a life where there's no consequences for their actions. They want there to be din. because they know that din gives them the ability to move forward and to become bigger people. I think that the part of the avoda over the course of these 2 weeks now leading up to Rosh Hashanah. Wow, 2 weeks from right now in Eretz Yisrael, it's Rosh Hashanah. Okay, you guys have a couple more hours. I don't know, whatever. I have a part of the avoda these 2 weeks leading up to Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah itself, is to try to connect to these ideas. Try to think about the malchus of Hashem. How do I bring about more malchus into the world? What can I be doing to generate more recognition of and advancement of Hashem's malchus in the world, and a deep-rooted, mature appreciation of the fact that din is the best thing for me. I'm inviting din. That's what I want. I don't want a life of hefkeiros. Look at all the people in the world who are living lives of hefkeiros. There's nothing to that. There's nothing left at the end of the day. You live a life of hefkeiros, there's nothing left at the end of the day. 80, 90, 100 years, it's just 100 years of hefkeiros. You're exactly the same person you were when you were 20. Nothing changed. Just got older. Nothing changed. Right? Inviting din means I recognize that din is the best way for me to grow and to become a bigger person. And then now, and during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we should all be thinking about how do I go about that? Now that I know that accountability is the best thing for me, and the accountability is in a large sense measured by how much Malchus Hashem I bring into the world, how do I go about doing that? What can I do to bring more Malchus of Hashem into the world? Again, against the backdrop of knowing that Hashem, so to speak, is rooting for us. He wants this to work. He wants us to succeed. By virtue of those three things that we pointed out earlier, Hashem wants things to work out for us. But we do have to take this time of year very seriously and figure out how we can take advantage of it to move forward. Chas v'shalom for Hashem to give us this tremendous gift of Elul and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and to squander it and to not use it properly. Like, there's such an opportunity in front of us right now. Chas v'shalom to pass through these days without taking these things seriously, without thinking about how we can become bigger people, and to make it ki'ilu these days pass without any significant advancement is a tremendously wasted opportunity. That's the ideas I wanted to share with you.